Welcome to our 9th episode of Hint of Sass. I'm Glow.
I'm Anna.
And I'm Vina.
And today's topic is...
marijuana.
Yay!
Yay!
So, my loves, how was your first experience with marijuana, if you remember it?
I don't really remember my first experience with marijuana. I just remember the place. It was like in the bushes behind a park.
I don't remember my first experience. I think it was when I was 19, but I don't remember where or when.
I just remember it happened in high school, in the 9th grade.
I just remember like different things we used to do, like when we were kids and we used to smoke weed. Like, I forgot what it's called, but you just like hold the smoke until the joint comes back around to you. Do you remember doing that? Because yeah. I remember doing that, but we don't do that shit anymore, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So, did you guys smoke up today?
Of course.
What about you, Anna?
Well, yeah, right before this podcast.
Ah, very nice. So did I. So, I mean, let's talk about how we feel today. How are you feeling, Gloria?
I feel great. How do you feel?
I feel like I know I'm here and I'm trying to focus so badly because...
I can't function either.
It's too hard. Too hard today.
I just feel like super giddy and like way happier than I was before. Like weed just puts me in a good mood.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
100% I'm like way less bitchy when I'm smoking weed.
I would say the same.
Has your partner ever not accepted you smoking weed?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes, yeah.
And did you guys get past it or no?
No. No. Definite no. It was, I had to hide the fact that I even smoked behind his back with my girlfriend.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, so I was like, bro, like, you can tell me, no, I don't like you doing it, but like, yeah, and have you tried it? Would be my first question.
Glow, what about you?
We smoked together.
No, but have you ever dated anyone before that didn't accept it?
No.
No? Okay. I've done both, but like, people that don't like it, I'm like, just get used to it because I'm a much nicer person when I'm high than when I'm not. So it's to your benefit. What are your favorite kinds of munchies?
Oh, it's got to be chips for sure.
Yeah, like, yeah. Doritos?
Not Doritos. More like a Miss Vicky's, like chili pepper or something.
Ooh, that sounds good.
Or the
jalapeno.
Yeah. Spicy dill pickle, sweet chili Thai. Some Ruffles in there too, all dressed. Definitely sour cream.
Yeah, sour cream is definitely clutch.
Yeah, it's so clutch.
I like candy too, though.
It has to be specific candy. I won't have just any candy.
I like chewy candy.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Have you ever had oatmeal pie?
No, what's that?
You've never had an oatmeal pie cookie?
No.
It's so good.
Oatmeal pie?
Oatmeal pie.
What's in it? Oatmeal and?
Oatmeal and a cream.
I feel like I've had something similar, but I don't ever remember it being called that.
But it's like super soft. Like, you can pull this cookie apart and it just like comes apart.
I love soft cookies.
Oh, it's so good.
I don't like cookies. Like, I don't like Oreos or like Chips Ahoy or any of those because they're hard. Like, I like cookies that are soft and chewy.
Yeah. Miss Fields cookies? So good.
What about you, Glow? What do you like to snack on?
Everything. Anything and everything.
Yeah. Chips, candy, chocolate.
Everything.
Those are like the three big ones.
Everything.
Do you want some cake? I can get us some cake.
Yes. What kind of cake?
There's cheesecake and I think there's like a mocha cake.
Cheesecake and a mocha cake.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And there's a jello cake too.
Oh, what's a jello cake?
It's just like sponge cake with like fruit and jello on top.
Oh, okay. I will sit on the cake for now.
Same.
Okay.
Are you gonna have a slice of anything?
Not right now. Not if you guys aren't. I don't want a cake by myself. So, Glow, what's your favorite thing to do when you're alone, when you're high?
Listen to music.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Do you have, like, specific bands you listen to when you're high?
No, I just put a random Spotify playlist on and listen to it.
Oh, okay, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I feel like when I was a kid, I really was into listening to music when I was stoned, especially like stoner bands or whatever, or like even like Pink Floyd or like Led Zeppelin, the classics, because that's definitely like almost like they like transcend generations, like those bands, and they're so like trippy when you're high.
Wow.
What about you, Vina? What do you like to do?
I usually find a show, a series to watch.
Oh, okay. You binge watch something?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I get into like heavy binge watching and I could sit there and watch for hours. No problem. Yeah. What's the latest one I just watched? It was called LA's Finest.
Is it about cops?
It's about cops. Yeah. 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 But no, but it's actually pretty good.
Is it a drama or a comedy?
Drama, a little bit of comedy, very little, but it's definitely a good watch. You know Bad Boys? Have you seen the movie?
The original one, yeah.
The original one, yeah, yeah. So, you know, in part two, Sydney Burnett gets introduced as one of the boys' sister, Marcus?
Okay.
Martin Lawrence.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a spinoff from Bad Boys to her story.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah, and then it's a story about her and her partner and the two guys that they work with. So same idea as, like, Bad Boys. So it's pretty cool. You should watch it.
What's it on?
Netflix.
Okay. Do you have, like, certain strains that you like to smoke?
I typically like to smoke sativa during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And if I want to go to sleep, then it's a little bit of indica.
Yeah, I'm pretty much the same way. What about you, Glow?
I smoke anything.
All right, so let's get to the good stuff. Have you guys ever had greenouts?
What do you mean by that?
Like, greening out mean, like, you've oversmoked yourself and, like, you can't handle it, so you just pass out. And then you end up throwing up if, like, you don't feel so good. But, well, however...
I don't think I've ever thrown up from smoking weed.
No?
No.
It's never happened?
No, but I've definitely ate too much weed.
Ate too much weed?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like, ate, like, too many gummies or, like, too much brownie or whatever it may be. Like, the dosage was, like, way too intense.
Oh, okay.
And then you're high for, like, an entire day.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah. It's just fucked up. What about you? Do you green out?
I've had my first green out a couple years ago. It was at our friend's house, and he just got this bong. So it's clean, brand new, no one smoked it yet.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes, yo, Vina, have the first taste of this bong. And I'm like, have you smoked out of it yet? He goes, no, you're the first. I'm like, okay. So knowing me, I haven't smoked a bong in a very long time. Okay, I've avoided them because, you know. And so I took my first hit, and I think I took too much. Like, I almost cleared the entire bowl. And then I was coughing, choking, and it was just the worst feeling.
Aww.
And then prior to that, I was eating Wendy's chili and chicken nuggets because I was so hungry, right? I didn't really have dinner.
Just the word chili.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of throws me off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So after that, I think maybe like a half hour in or an hour, I felt really, like, I wasn't feeling so good, and I felt dizzy, like, my head was spinning, and then next thing you know, like, I'm not feeling too good. So I laid down, and I passed out for, like, maybe half hour.
Mm-hmm.
I woke up wanting to find the Wendy's bag, and I threw up whatever I ate.
Into the Wendy's bag?
Into the Wendy's bag, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, no.
And then after that, I was in, like, this, like, head to knee position, just hovering over the bag, trying to puke it all out for like 2 hours.
Oh,
it's so bad. So bad.
Yeah, no, I've never had a bad reaction like that.
Oh my god, it's terrible. But imagine you're doing that for a good hour stretch, no stopping, until like you're ready to feel good about it.
I mean, smoking a bong is like different than smoking a joint. Like, if you take too much, you get like really fucking high. Like, whenever I smoke a bong now, because I just don't smoke that much anymore, but whenever I smoke a bong now, I get super fucking ripped.
Yeah. No, I stay away from bongs. What about you, Gloria? Any experiences?
I had two experiences. So the first experience was in high school. My friend had smoked out of a bong before and blew it into my face. Like, we did this transaction. I don't know what it's called.
But... Oh, like a super?
Yeah,
oh,
super, exactly. Yes. So we did that. It was, I think, my second time smoking, and I greened out. I passed out. I was supposed to pick up my nephew from school, but that didn't happen.
Oh, my goodness.
I know, I'm the worst aunt ever.
Oh, no.
But I was only, I think, 15 in the 10th grade. And my second time experiencing it was at our friend's house. I forgot that I hadn't smoked in a long time. And I took a big hit out of a bong, went inside, felt nauseous, and the night was over. Game over. Don't remember anything else.
That's it, done.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
How about you?
Yeah, like I've never had an experience like that. I've just gotten like high for like the whole day.
Oh man.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I have another one for you guys. This was at our friends' camping get together.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, we set up camp and it was our first full day. So we wake up, it's early morning, you know, chilling, having breakfast, whatever, getting our coffee on. Everyone starts rolling their joints, you know, taking out their edibles. And then our one friend is going around, oh, hey, take 2 pieces of chocolate. And I was like, I don't know, 2 pieces seems like a lot, right? And he goes, yo, don't worry, you got it. So, of course.
To live by.
Yeah, oh my God. Yeah, exactly. So I ended up taking the 2 pieces. So I'm like, oh, whatever, you know, I'll just chill out, right? And then comes around to the other girls and everyone else takes one instead of two. So I'm with the boys. We all took two. So here it is. I go up, you know, we're hungry now, so we're munching. And then, so we had like sausages in the fire. and then we're continuing to smoke up even more. So mind you, I ate 2 pieces of chocolate. Hasn't even probably hit me yet. And then we're smoking even more on top of it, okay, while we're eating. So combine that all together, about half an hour to an hour later, I'm sitting at the chair and I'm thinking, holy shit, like, where the fuck am I? I didn't even know I was at camping. And so I call my boyfriend over and he's like, oh, honey, what's wrong? I'm like, seriously, I don't know where I am. I'm too high. I need your help. He goes, okay, what can I do? I'm like, bring me over by the water. I don't feel good, so I need to throw up. So here I am, greened out again. But this time, I'm in the middle of, like, fucking nowhere. I'm in the woods. I don't even have a comfortable bed. Okay?
You're, like, the exact opposite of me of when I go camping.
Really?
Yeah, like, I get up at the crack of dawn, like, as soon as the birds start chirping at 5 a.m. Like, oh, I'm up with God. The birds, right? And then I start a fire, and I start smoking and drinking at 5 in the morning. And then by the time everybody else gets up, I've already made breakfast and I'm already like wasted. So it's time for me to take a nap.
Oh my God.
Then I take a nap and then I wake up again and I'm like, okay, guys, like, let's either go hiking or let's go to the beach. You know what I mean? Like, Whatever it is we're doing for that day, right? I'm just like ready to go. I just need a little nap to tide me over.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's so good.
I love camping.
Yeah. So, so you brought me over by the water And I sat there maybe for like, I don't know, an hour, maybe 2 hours. Just hunched over, head between my knees. You're like, I want to cry.
It's so sad though, because like you can't do anything to help you.
No, yeah, exactly.
Do you know, like, what I mean? Yeah, yeah. Like, there's nothing that makes you feel better. Maybe like some juice or something.
Yeah.
But like,
yeah, but if that too, right?
Yeah.
So, and then my boyfriend's like, yo, Dave, come over here. Because he's the same person who did it to me. And he goes, you did this to her. You watch her. I'm leaving. So my boyfriend hands me off to my friend who fucked me up. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He just pawned you off.
Yeah, he pawned me off. He goes, yo, dude, this is your mistake. Take care of it. And he's like, yes, sir. So he comes over, takes care of me, brings me water. Like, he's like so sweet. He brings me over to the chair now because I threw up and now I'm passing on the chair. And I'm like, you know what? Fuck this. I'm going to the tent. I'm going to lay down. So I go in there only to find my boyfriend pass the F out. So I was like, okay, well, I'm going to join him. So here I go. Take a nap. This is like early, early afternoon. I slept from that time all the way to 9 a.m. the next morning. I didn't even leave the fucking tent. And then that same night,
done.
Yeah, I was just KO. That same night was a crazy thunderstorm and it was pissing rain. Oh, it woke me up, but I was like, yo, like, I'm so fucking tired. Like, I don't care about this storm right now. So I slept from early, early afternoon to 9 a.m. the next day.
When you're done, you're just done.
You're done. KO. By far, that's got to be the worst feeling.
Glow, do you like camping?
Yeah, I enjoy camping.
Yeah, what do you like to do when you go camping?
Anything and everything. It's camping, right? Like, whatever you can do when you camp, or whatever you can eat when camping.
Yeah, do you go for hikes?
Yes, I love hiking.
Yeah.
We should go hiking.
I only like hiking when I'm camping.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like hiking just for the sake of hiking.
Really?
Yeah, I have a bad leg.
Oh.
Yeah, so I'm no good.
Okay.
Yeah, the last time I went like hiking, we were fucking in Africa and we climbed a mountain.
Oh my gosh.
And I was dying the whole time. Like, I first because my leg hurt, then because it was so fucking hot because it's Africa, you know what I mean? We're climbing this mountain to get to this waterfall. Oh my God, it was pretty intense.
But how was the waterfall?
I mean, it was beautiful, but it was a fucking waterfall. Like, I was dying.
Oh my God.
I'm a sucker for waterfalls, so I would definitely hike that.
Yeah, me too.
Do you ever overthink when you're high?
All the time.
What do you think about?
I think about the endlessness of space and the universe and how, like, everything is just so, like, wide and endless and ever expanding, and how small we are in the realm of things.
We're so minuscule.
Yeah, that's what I think about. What about you? What do you think about?
Anything and everything.
Yeah.
Whatever is on my mind.
Do you ever meditate while you're high?
I've never tried that. I should try that.
I know. I don't know why you haven't.
Why have you?
Meditate?
Yeah.
Oh, I used to, whenever I did yoga, I used to always smoke before yoga.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I smoke before I go to the gym. So, yeah, yoga is part of that.
Does marijuana enhance your performance?
I don't know. I don't know if it, like, loosens me up a little bit or just gets me, like, allows me to get in the zone kind of situation. But, yeah, I always smoke before working out.
I should try that.
Yeah, because you can, it also, like, improves your focus. And if you're going to be doing, like, activity that you consider boring, like, I skip, but I'll skip for an hour. You know what I mean? So skipping for an hour and counting, like, how many jumps you've done for an hour is, like, a pain in the ass. You know what I mean? So at least, like, if I'm high, it's, like, way more entertaining.
Yeah, that sounds exhausting.
Yeah.
What about you, V? Do you ever overthink when you're high?
You know, honestly, not that I can remember. I'm drawing quite a blank right now.
So we decided to have some cheesecake.
Yes. Oh my God. And it looks amazing. And these plates are so adorable. They have, like, cute fruits on them. Perfect for, like, dessert.
It's cherry cheesecake. So that'll be our snack.
Delicious.
Thank you, Anna.
No problem.
So, Anna, tell me about this game called Stardew Valley.
So, Stardew Valley is like a farming simulation game.
Mm-hmm.
And it came out around the same time as Animal Crossing, or at least it got big at the same time that Animal Crossing got big. So, like, some people prefer Stardew Valley over Animal Crossing, and then there's other people that, like, see it the other way. So, like, in comparison to Animal Crossing, it's more focused on the farming, but you can kind of create your own storyline within the game. So you can choose, like, if you want to be doing more of, like, the farming, like, building your farm, or, like, making money, which you could also do that, or you can focus on, like, interacting with the other characters in the game and, like, starting a family with them or whatever.
You can start a family?
Yeah. Or you can progress through the mines, which is where you go to, like, fight monsters and stuff like that.
What?
And, like, get, like, minerals and shit. So it's kind of, that's why it, like, appeals to people, because you can have your own reality within the game.
Oh, okay. And where can you get this game?
You can play it on PC or on consoles like Nintendo. I don't know if other consoles have it. But it's pretty cheap. It's only like $15 or like $20 or something like that.
Yeah.
And like he recently released like an update to the game.
Mm-hmm.
So at the beginning, you select what farm you want. Mm-hmm. So you can have like a regular farm or like a forest farm. Or the new one is like a beach farm. So there's like different advantages to each one or whatever. Like if you're living on the beach, you could be more of like a fisherman or something. So, but yeah, you should definitely, if you're bored, like you should definitely, during like lockdown, you should definitely give it a try. Especially because it's not like $90. So even like if you don't like it, you didn't spend like a whole lot of money on it.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, that's very true. Because I wanted to look at this game before I purchased it, but because I've asked you and I've asked our other friend, and he goes, oh yeah, you definitely like this game. It's like similar to Animal Crossing, but different.
Yeah.
I'm like, all right, cool.
Yeah, but I love Animal Crossing.
I do too. I do too. So it'll be a fun experience.
But we both played Animal Crossing like completely different.
Oh my God, girl. Yeah, I'm all about the money.
I just wanted to like have the cutest farm or like the cutest island.
Yeah, yeah. No, I was all about the money. I was up in that stock market selling the turnips. It was like Wow. I was part of like Facebook groups to try and find people to do trades and shit. So I was like, this game has overtook my life for the last 300 hours.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. That's a lot of hours into one game.
But because you can't time travel and sell turnips, like, you actually had to get up on, like, Sunday mornings.
So you can time travel, but you have to be careful because if you do it wrong, your turnips might expire and you can't sell bad turnips.
Oh.
Yeah.
I thought if you time traveled at all, it would,
like, if you it. No, so if you do any time traveling, it will affect what you want your goal to be. So, like, if you're trying to find a better trade for turnips, let's say, and you time travel back to, like, that specific date and time, there's a chance that they could expire because you've done something wrong in the middle.
For the people that don't know what turnips are in Animal Crossing, it's pretty much stocks in the stock market.
That's basically what it is. And I was 100% in it for the money. I had 50 million bells in the bank account. Didn't even use it to create nothing on my island. I was like, eh, I could care less for this.
Glow, do you play any games?
No.
Like nothing on your phone or anything?
Mm-mm. What else do you do when you're high?
I sometimes make bread in my bread maker.
You have a bread maker?
Yeah, but there's different ways that you can do it because I'm not good at baking.
Mm-hmm.
But the bread maker, you literally put in the ingredients, press the go button, and it does everything by itself. Like, it kneads it, it proofs it, and it bakes it all in the machine.
No way.
Yeah, and then you can make different kinds of bread. So you can make just dough. Like, you can put in the ingredients for pizza dough, and it'll mix it up for you and, like, knead it, and then you'll just have, like, fresh dough. Or you can make, like, things like baguettes and stuff, but it'll mix, you put the ingredients in it, so it mixes them and makes the dough for you, and then you take it out and you bake it in the oven, like, after shaping it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can make, like, baguettes and, like, pretzels and shit like that.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome. I need one now.
Yo, can we make bread at your house one of these days?
We can.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Fresh bread, yes.
A bread maker is like an air fryer. Like, it's unnecessary.
But you gotta have it.
So, like, you want it.
It's worth it.
Oh, my God, yes. And my boyfriend loves homemade bread. Like, anything fresh bread, he's in love with it.
The thing is, like, you have to eat it, like, pretty fast, or you can make different size, like, mm-hmm. breads or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You should make just, like, a little one because it doesn't have any of the preservatives in it. It doesn't last very long. Like, it goes bad pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. Can we have some fresh bread? I'll go pick up the ingredients, and then I'll make sure you have enough so you can make lots of bread. Can we have it with butter?
With butter?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh my God. Of course we can. I like making pesto bread. Have you ever had pesto bread?
No.
It's just like you mix, it's like pesto in bread, but it smells so good.
All right. Pesto bread it is.
Are you a low functioning or a high functioning stoner?
I'm a low functioning stoner. I can't even function right now.
What about you, Vina?
I think I'm like low to mid range.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm like super high functioning.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, like I can't do it.
I would much prefer to do things when I'm high than when I'm not. So especially like things I don't want to do, like cleaning. Like if I'm cleaning, I could clean all fucking day if I'm high.
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's a good thing though. If I was high and I wanted to clean, I'd be like, damn. Like, nope, not today.
So we're gonna go through thoughts for stoners by stoners.
Go first, Anna.
Whenever I get high, my thoughts are narrated by somebody. Usually it's a character from a cartoon in the 90s. But if I'm lucky, I get Morgan Freeman for the day.
If you smoke weed on a boat, does that make it seaweed?
Yes. Yes, it does. Fortune cookie companies should fuck around and put one bad fortune in every 1,000 batch just to spice things up.
Yeah, why not?
I wouldn't want to get a bad fortune.
Oh, wait. Yeah, no. Sorry. Neither would I. Your bad fortunes? Nah. Okay. If you're in a competition by yourself, do you come in first or last?
Our physical and spiritual bodies can hold trapped at negative energy. That energy can be seen as trauma stopping us to act and feel certain ways.
If tomatoes are a fruit, does that mean ketchup is a smoothie?
Ew, yes.
How does a sponge hold water if it's full of holes?
Do the part that's not full of holes.
But sponges, they do have holes.
Mm-hmm. I wonder how many soulmates never meet because one of them never checked the Craigslist misconnections listings.
Oh, damn.
I love misconnections. I think they're hilarious.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's always something so ridiculous. Like, I saw you standing on the subway. You were wearing a red One Direction shirt. I was the one with the baseball hat, 2 meters to your left. I wanted to say something, but I didn't. Now I regret it.
Belle and the Beast have to buy all new furniture for their castle. It all turned into people.
That's true.
That's pretty clever, eh?
What if in Toy Story, Andy's parents' sex toys all came alive when no one was around and were just stuck in a small hiding place all crammed together?
Oh my god. Seriously?
All right, my loves. Thank you for listening.
Yes, thank you for joining us on this wonderful marijuana journey.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Hint of Sass Podcast.
Bye.
Bye for now.
Bye.